time to go. Recep Tayyip Erdogan deserves to lose the election on June 24th.
What does a president have to do to destroy the trust of Turks, debauching the currency, poisoning relations with Europe and America, locking up tens of thousands of innocent people, muzzling the press, reigniting a civil war, and fiddling with the constitution to gain the powers of a sultan? Surely ought to be enough. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has done all that and more in recent years when voters cast their ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections on June 24th. They should show him the door of his vast new palace in Ankara. There was much to admire in Mr. Erdogan when his Justice and Development, or AK party, first took power in 2002. He showed that an Islamist party could govern with moderation. Women in Turkey are free to wear what they like. The economy has boomed, GDP has more than doubled, and the results, in terms of roads, bridges, and above all, plentiful and cheap housing, are plain for all to see. The army was tamed, Kurdish language rights were recognized, and accession talks to join the European Union began in 2005. But power rots leaders. As he becomes more autocratic, Mr. Erdogan is reversing his own achievements. Artificially low interest rates have caused a slump in the lira, down 55% in the past 4 years, pushed inflation up to double digits, and led firms to overload themselves with debt. After a period of breakneck growth, a hard landing seems imminent. The war against Kurdish militants has resumed, both in the southeast of the country and across the border in Syria. As relations with NATO and the EU deteriorate, Mr. Erdogan has struck up an alliance of convenience with Russia.